Duke Energy is continuing to close and demolish its old coal-fired plants around the state as it shifts power generation to new sources. On Sunday, boiler number one at the Sutton plant in Wilmington was the latest to fall. WFAE's David Borax reports.
With a series of small blasts, workers imploded boiler number one at the Sutton plant. In a video on Duke Energy's website, the steel hulk creaks, then crashes to the ground, throwing up a cloud of dust and debris. It's the latest in a series of implosions at old coal plants as Duke modernizes in response to changing economics and environmental concerns, says spokesman Jeff Brooks.
We've been retiring our older, less efficient coal plants that don't have the advanced emissions controls of some of our bigger plants, and we're replacing those with, in most cases, natural gas units.
The Sutton plant opened in 1954. Duke Energy inherited it when it bought Progress Energy in 2012 and shut it down in 2013. Duke has now retired 10 of its 16 coal plants in the Carolinas and demolished 8. More implosions are planned at Sutton and at the Dan River plant in Eden later this year. There's video of the implosion on our website at WFAE.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.